So now I guess we gotta just, this is like take two, because my child, you know, she's taking full advantage of this spring break thing, but I got her for the whole week. But our agreement was, you know, she can be on her tablet. Just got her some headphones, early birthday gift, big ass headphones, earmuff Jones. So I'm like, okay, as long as daddy does this trailer reaction, you have to be calm. You know, the rest of the day can go however you want it to go, but just don't be yelling and screaming and running in and out while I do this trailer reaction, because I said daddy's a little overexcited right now. And I am, people. Bad Boys Ride or Die. I did not expect them to drop this trailer. I've been keeping up with the production. I've been excited for this. While everybody was like, "Eh, we don't need a Bad Boys 4." I'm like, "Yeah, we don't." Because it's a damn near perfect trilogy for me as far as buddy cop action movies go, but I'm still going to give Part 4 a chance, because if it's bad, I think that I still got 3 movies total to go back on and enjoy. So it's no skin off my ass if this is, you know, Part 4 is bad. I've said this plenty of times, but I'm willing to give it a shot because the same 2 directors from the last one are coming back for this one. I don't know if Jerry Bruckheimer and Michael Bay are producing this, but you can see the creative liberties that these guys took with their version of the Bad Boys movie that they did. But they still kept it within what Michael Bay had done for those first 2 movies. I still think the second movie is the Terminator 2 of the Bad Boys franchise. I don't give a shit if that's a hot take or not. I'm telling y'all, seeing that on the big screen back when it came out, there are action sequences that are reminiscent to Terminator 2 where they don't give you any breathing room at all. And, you know, they might break for, like, the Bad Boys 2 movie might break for, like, a joke here and there. But those chase sequences, man, like, Michael Bay, say what you want about Michael Bay, but he will go down as one of the best action directors of all time, man. Yeah, he might not be that great at dialogue and the way he directs certain actors and actresses in his films, but action-wise, he nails it, man. So for him to give his seal of approval for, you know, these new guys to come on board, man, I think that's pretty dope. Now, we do, like, I don't even want to, like, draw this out too much, man, because I've been waiting on this, and I did not know. And who is surprised that it was Will Smith, you know, to drop the trailer, like, a couple minutes ago? And I just jumped up. I was all frantic. I had just started drinking my coffee, and I literally was like, I told my daughter, I'm like, baby girl, they dropped Bad Boys 4 trailer. She's like, huh? She's like, daddy, just do it. Just record. I'm like, okay, cool. But these directors, man, Adil El Arbi and Bilal Fallah, they're back on board with this one. I don't know if these are the same writers, but Chris Bremner and George Gallo are writing this. Now, obviously, you can't have Bad Boys without the Bad Boys for life. That's about the ride or die. You got Will Smith and Martin Lawrence coming back. You got Vanessa. You got Ammo coming back. Vanessa Hutchins, Alexander Ludwig, Paola Nunez is back in here. Where's the other guy? I can't remember the other guy's name, but he's in there somewhere. Eric Dane, who played multiple men in X-Men The Last Stand, is in here. And I think he's one of the main villains. And I'm just like, okay, I guess, whatever. What's going to separate you from, you know, Fouché or Johnny Tapia or the Wicked Witch from the last movie? You know, you got Ian Gruffudd. Gruffudd? Motherfucking Mr. Fantastic from those first 2 Fantastic Four movies that Tim Story did. He's in here. I'm hoping he's going to play a bad guy. I think that'd be decent. Tasha Smith. We got to talk about this Tasha Smith thing for a second. Let me just say Jacob Scipio is back too as Mike Lowry's son that he didn't know about. And they pretty much set that up at the end of the movie that he was going to come back, you know, work with Ammo and have some time reduced off his sentence, which I think was a good setup for this movie. But we got to talk about this Tasha Smith shit for a second. You know, Teresa Randell, I guess she was pretty sickly. She had some health complications around the time they were filming this, and they recast her. Tasha Smith. I love Tasha Smith. Why Did I Get Married? Why Did I Get Married 2? Jump in the Broom. Empire. I think she's great. Her energy on screen is everything. Whether she's trying to pull it back or whether she's just going full tilt 0 to 100. I love her as an actress, man. I really do. And love her personality, no matter how obnoxious it may be in certain roles. But it's going to be very weird because I don't think that they recasted Teresa Burnett to put her in the back seat and just have her be a bit player. I think Tasha Smith is so decent of an actress that she probably wouldn't settle for a small role like that. So I think they're going to put Teresa Burnett in the forefront a lot more with this role because Tasha Smith is playing her. And if they do, it's going to make it even more weird for me. I have nothing against this actress, man, but it's something about when they recast these major characters, man. And I know a lot of people might be like, oh, she was barely in part two and she was barely in part three. She's actually in part three more than she's in part two. But regardless, man, she is the mother of Marcus Burnett's kids, and she played a very big role and was in one of the biggest set pieces in the first movie. She wasn't in there long, but she was definitely involved in one of the shootouts, man. Her life was at stake. And, you know, being as though the daughter's married now, we haven't seen shit that's going on with the sons. I feel like her Teresa Randell playing that character was very important to the series, man. So when you recast these major characters, for me, it feels like they are playing different people. I don't know if it's just me, but it's the same way I feel about Tuesday Night playing the role in you know, the Dream Master that Patricia Arquette played in the movie prior. Paul Rudd playing Tommy Doyle when Brian Andrews did it, you know, prior. It's something about that recasting, man, that I just can't shake out of my mind. But I don't know how much screen time she's going to get. I don't know what the plot is for this shit, man. I'm excited. Camille, do you want to say hi to my listeners before I get into the trailer?
Hello, guys.
She was just staring at me like deadpan, like, are you serious right now? But no, had to get the little Cinemaniac involved some type of way. Actually, y'all can she just took over the at least the green screen reviews last night, and I let her do her own little personal review for Wendell and Wilde. I did commentary for it, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it together. So gave her the keys to the car and I let her do her own review for Wendell and Wilde. And if it's one thing that my child does, she reviews movies just like her father. Like, y'all know how I say I can't do regular reviews because I got to talk about every single thing that happened, and I got to cover all bases and all ground for the film. Excuse me, for the film. That's how she reacts to shit. And I feel like I almost just choked on my spit. People, I'm ready. I'm not, but I'm kind of ready. Let me take a sip of this coffee real quick. They dropped this 22 minutes ago, man. Shout out to Sony Pictures Entertainment. This fucking official trailer is 3 minutes and 5 seconds long, yo. I'm cool with that. If we don't get another trailer afterwards, I'm fine. You know, a 3-minute-plus trailer for a fourth movie that we kind of didn't need, but I'm excited to see. Hell yeah, I'm with it. So let's get into this trailer reaction, people, for Bad Boys Ride or Die. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1.
Bad Boys trailer is coming out
right now.
Right now. Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right now. Right now.
Check it out.
They always playing, man.
Come on, Mike, slow down.
Here we go. Here we go.
Mike, I need a ginger ale.
That's his wedding. I promise you they go into his wedding.
Get a ginger ale and nothing else. Are those dogs fresh?
Put them in yesterday.
Give me one. Put some relish on that motherfucker.
Stay right there.
Mm-mm. That Skittles on the counter, Marcus?
No, Mike.
Yes, it is. Marcus, get in the car.
He has a gun to my head.
Want to deal with him? You want to deal with me?
Yes, sir.
Right.
But I got it.
So shit.
Call 911.
Aren't you the police?
I love it.
Did you eat my snacks?
No, sir.
You ate my
snacks. Oh, look at Reggie.
You need to get a job. I'm a U.S. Marine, sir. Well, then you need to deploy.
Dad, look.
We now have evidence.
Oh, there you go. That's the whole family right there.
Miami PD was working directly with drug cartels.
Oh, shit. Cat was dirty?
What the hell?
He's texting us from the other side.
No, he's not, Marcus. If he's seeing this, I'm probably dead.
Whoa.
Doctors, fuck them all.
He's doing his Randy Scream 3 moment.
High up this shit goes, but don't trust anybody. You're my bad boys. Now clear my name.
Oh, okay.
You should be careful. They're being set up.
They got my boy in a cage, yo. Damn. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Lowry and Burnett.
No.
Armed and dangerous.
In 5, 4, 3.
Yo. Oh, my God.
Terrible fucking fugitives.
Gotta have Will Smith running in slow motion. Gotta have that spin around slow mo shot with both of them side by side.
I need nasty, Mike. Bad boy.
got this. What you don't know.
Let's go, Marcus. Make them put some speck on your name again. God damn. Ooh, that, oh my God, that, oh my God.
Are y'all still in our clothes?
Just because we black, we still in your shit?
Mm-hmm. What?
Look at your shirt.
Why don't you sing us a little Reba song?
Reba.
Sing your favorite.
I'm a woman.
So I'm a strong black woman.
Strong.
Yeah, because she's not black.
Yes.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
That ain't no
Reba. He's like, yo, you about to get us killed, bro. June 7th. Oh my, listen to me now, people. And I've said this before, any doubts that I may have had, well, oh, if this doesn't look as good as, and if this doesn't turn out as good as the third one, that's cool because I got three other ones to go back on. No, this looks like it will break generational franchise curses, man. Y'all know how trilogies are always cool. Well, all right, Let's look at it like this, because I'm about to go the fuck off right now. One of the other things I negotiated with my child was that, okay, we will not incorporate the swear jar while I'm recording. But I promise y'all, like, certain movies are classics, undeniably. Then you get sequels, which tend to get what people like to call sequelitis. You know, it feels too much like a sequel. Like, the only thing they want to do is up the original. They don't want to have a good story or character development. They just want to, let's blow shit up, or let's have a body count type of thing. Like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But then you get those sequels that are better than the originals. You get the third entries that are either cursed or underrated, or the third entries that actually very rarely turn out to be pretty good in the public eye. But it's something about the fourth entries that just go off the rails, and people don't really gravitate towards them all like they should. Jurassic World, I don't know how a lot of people felt about that as a fourth entry. Terminator Salvation, I know a lot of people didn't like that. They didn't respond too well to that one. I personally love it. Friday 13th, the final chapter, is a great example of a fourth entry that it stands the test of time as one of the two best films in the franchise that ain't in the top, in the first three. Halloween 4, you know, you can think of, I'm really trying to think of these fourth entries, man. Okay, you look at something like Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which the majority of people did not like. Safe to say that fourth entries are very hard to do in well-oiled franchises, man. It's very hard to do. This looks like these directors, man, they have not missed a step. They brought them back for a reason. These action sequences look fucking amazing. Now, I was hoping that they weren't going to do some, oh, Captain Howard got shot in his neck and he had a fake funeral and he really didn't die, because I feel like that would have stripped the third movie of, like, it would have stripped, you know, the emotional stakes in that moment when Captain Howard dies, his funeral after the fact. You know, that his death was what brought Marcus and Mike back together for the one last time moment, man. And I think it was emotionally heavy as fuck. But if they, you know, I was hoping that they weren't going to be like, oh, he faked his death and he's alive, it was staged. No, please don't do that. But it was premeditated, man. He knew that they were going to throw dirt on his name and they were going to be framed and all that shit. And what makes the emotional stakes higher in this one is that that's his dying wish. You know, clear my name. You know, you guys are my bad boys, man. I need y'all to do this for me and clear my name because I'm being set up. And now Mike and Marcus are being set up and framed. And then you got, you know, Jacob Scipio's character is just like, oh my God, let me show y'all how to be fugitives for real. Because they're cops. They're not criminals. So now it's kind of like that moment with Vince and Brian O'Connor in Fast Five, where he asked Brian when they're in Brazil, he asked him, he's like, yo, how's it feel? And he's like, what? To be on the other side of a wanted poster. You know, you go from cop to criminal real fast and shit just changes up. The whole dynamic of everything in the story changes up, man. This trailer was fucking incredible, man. For lack of a better word, you barely even notice Tasha Smith in the trailer. She's in that shot where everybody's in the room when they see the news report about Captain Howard being, you know, pretty much dirty. And it's got the action. It's got the feels. It's got the look. It's the same look. You know, I was talking about the liberties that these last two directors took, man. It's got the look of that last movie for sure. It looks very much, it looks more polished up than the first two. Down to like the slow-mo club sequences and the chase sequences and things like that. But it's got the feels. When I say the feels, you gotta have Marcus, you gotta have Mike Lowry running down the street in slow motion at some point. You gotta have Marcus Burnett goofing off. You gotta have the two of them in the midst of fucking treacherous gunfire. You gotta have the both of them just going back and forth at each other, bickering like the old friends that they are, man. It's got the feels, and then you gotta have that wraparound slow motion shot of both of them standing side by side. I don't know what Martin Lawrence's character is doing on the rooftop. He looks like he's flashing a helicopter or something in his hospital gown. I don't know. This trailer is fucking amazing, yo. I could not have asked for a better trailer. I don't know if I, you know what? I'm about to be a glutton for real. I need another one after this. Now, I know we got the story, we got the plot, we got the bad guys, we got a fight sequence. Now, a lot of movies are doing this nowadays. I just watched Terminator Dark Fate a couple weeks ago, actually, and they did a fight sequence on an airplane that's, like, crashing down. This shit looks, it looks like it's, you know, there's some CG there, but the practical that they're doing looks great. You can't really crash a plane out the sky. I mean, unless you're Tom Cruise and his fucking stunt crew, because he'll really do that shit for real. I think in that sequence when they're on the plane, on the Mummy remake, I think Tom Cruise was just like, listen, I want the pilot to really crash this motherfucker into the ocean. I really need that to happen. But a lot of movies are doing this, and a lot of movies have done this, but it, you know, to see the Bad Boys do it is something I haven't seen before. Give me some shit that I have not seen before in a Bad Boys movie, and I shall be there, man. Every single time, like, I this trailer is so, let's just watch it one more game. We gotta watch it one more game. This trailer's fucking great, man.
Right now. Check it out. It's hot.
And it's a callback, a clear callback to the first one when they're in the store. And the store gets robbed.
Get a ginger ale and nothing else.
He said, "That's Skittles."
For the man yesterday, give me one. Put some relish on that monster.
Oh my God!
Stay right there.
That's Skittles on the counter, Marcus.
This ain't mine, Mike.
Yes, it is.
So
Marcus, get in the car.
He has a gun to my head.
Just the trailer,
man. You want to deal with me? Sorry.
Oh, that's an ad. I mean, that's a trailer. The trailer's that long.
Aren't you the police?
As you can see, my child's very excited for this trailer too.
No, sir. You ate my snacks, didn't you? You need to get it.
So, clearly some time has passed because little Marcus is grown.
The late Captain Conrad Howard of Miami PD was working directly...
Who is the... Okay, so that's... So, Mike Lowry gets married. But he doesn't get married to the Spanish chick who he should have been with in the first place.
No, he's not, Marcus. If he's seeing this, I'm probably dead.
Fuck! Fuckers! Come
on. His posthumous rant.
I don't know how high up this shit goes.
That's how you could tell Jacob Scipio's a bad motherfucker, yo, because they put him in a cage.
You should be careful. You're being set up, detectives.
Woo! God, oh my God, man, this shit looks fucking great.
We got two suspects, Lowry and Burnett. Dangerous.
They always are. Y'all can't do nothing with them boys. And then they gave us a red band trailer.
Jesus. I got this. What you don't know.
That bridge sequence where, oh my God, that shot of him passing him the gun.
Are y'all stealing our clothes?
Just because we black, we stealing your shit?
Why?
Look at your shirt.
Why don't you sing us a little Reba song?
Reba.
I honestly don't know any Reba McEntire songs myself.
So I'm a strong black boy.
Strong.
Yeah, because she's not black.
Yes.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
That ain't no Reba song.
It's from I tell him, I don't know her song, but I at least know that she was in Tremors, and she was great in Tremors. Listen, man, it's nothing I could say again the second time around without repeating the hell out of myself, people. This was an amazing trailer. The fact that they, you know, Bad Boys 2 came out, what, in 2002, 2003, give or take? and they didn't make another sequel until like 2021. The fact that they waited so long to get that one right, as Will Smith said, and it was right, trust me. Like I said, I've ranked the movies Bad Boys 2, Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys for Life. I don't know where this is going to stack up. It looks like it is still a Bad Boys movie, man. The fact that they didn't wait another like decade plus to bring this out when they could have been like, yeah, we gave them a third one, man. We could just sit on this one for another 10 easily. The fact that they did not wait, and it looks like this is a testament to Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, their chemistry on and off screen, and just the crew that they have behind him, man, the belief that they have in this franchise. There's a reason this is one of, I'm not going to say, I want to say it's the best? Shit. Arguably, it might be the best buddy cop action movie, man, but I know a lot of people would agree to disagree with me, because I know there's a heavy fan base out there for the Lethal Weapon franchise, movies like Another 48 Hours, or 48 Hours. There's so many buddy cop action movies out there, especially some I haven't seen. I think one of them that I just recently saw a couple months ago was The Nice Guys? Whatever it was with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. Funny as fuck. Shane Black movie. Definitely recommend y'all check that out. But there is a plethora of buddy cop action movies out there. But I would go as far as to say, if it ain't Rush Hour, and Bad Boys is they push that R rated, man, which means stakes can get higher and more shit can be done with that R rating. But Bad Boys is up there for me, man. I don't think Rush Hour trumps it. I've never even been a big fan of the Lethal Weapon movies. I just recently started going back and watching those this past year to try to appreciate them. But Bad Boys might be my favorite buddy cop action movie franchise. And four movies in, a trailer being this strong, like, I do want to see what the feedback is. I can't wait to see everybody's excitement. I do want to see what people's criticisms will be for this trailer. I have little to no criticisms at all for this trailer, really, man. You know, I could say that they repeated the same, you know, they repeated the same opening sequence where Mike is speeding in a Porsche and Marcus is just like, yo, slow down. But in that scene, I'm almost certain, you can see they're dressed up in suits, tuxedos, whatever. I'm almost sure that they are going to Mike Lowry's wedding. So I'm calling that right there. But it's really weird that he's not going to marry the Spanish chick from Ammo. I do think that one of these characters will die. One of these Ammo characters will die. You don't see the dude, I don't know if he's Spanish or what, but there's the one guy who kept getting smart with Mike Lowry throughout the whole last movie. And then they actually end up being cool towards the end of it when they go to where are they, in Cuba or Spain? I think they are for the third act. I'm not sure. But he's not present. I don't know if he dies, if there were scheduling conflicts and he just couldn't be in the movie and he's going to be written out of it. I don't know. The way that this movie looks, how good this movie looks, how well put together the action sequences look, the comedy is just nonstop. Everything is just so pulse-pounding in true Bad Boys fashion. I'm willing to look past the fact, honestly, that Teresa Randall has been recast with Tasha Smith. I can look past that, man. I will not let that ruin the entire movie for me, especially when they've given me a trailer like this. On a Tuesday, like I said, y'all, I was just planning to do RNZ Live tonight. You know, y'all can tune into that, man, 7 p.m. But I was just planning on doing RNZ Live tonight. I was just planning on, you know, in enjoying my daughter's spring break and just having daddy-daughter week. I did not think I was going to be doing any recordings until she left, but we negotiated. She let me do this trailer this morning. And I'm glad I did, man. I could not pass up the opportunity to do this trailer. The moment I saw it, my heart started beating all fast. And I did not think it was real. I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a teaser trailer for a trailer announcement or something like that. Because they'll do that. They'll drop the little teaser and be like, full trailer tomorrow. And it's like, well, why didn't you just drop the fucking trailer in the moment that you dropped the teaser? It was just that simple. But like I said, man, leave it up to Will Smith to put that trailer out there on his personal social media page, man. God, Bad Boys ride or die, man. Yes, yes, they do. Yes, indeed. And if this has to suffice for now, until I get a trailer or until Fast 10 Part 2 even goes into production, then that's what'll happen, man. I could deal with this. I could deal with this. You know, this will gear me up for Fast 10 Part 2, because Fast 10 Part 2, you know, these motherfuckers might go to the abyss the next time. I could deal with something that's, while this may be a little bit over the top with the action, I can deal with it being grounded in their reality. You know, there's a reason that this separates itself from other action franchises, man. It always has, and it always will. Camille, that was just too much. I swear she scared the hell out of me when she just stretched. But people, damn, man, y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker Radio, Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for Meryl Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. Again, people, 4 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern, Pacific, whatever the hell we call it out here. RNZ Live, me and my boy Johnny Zuko will be doing our top five, I think we called. Was it top 10 or top? No. We agreed on the top five. We're doing our top five 90s action movies. And guess what? Spoiler alert, Bad Boys is on my list. What a fucking coincidence that is on my list. And I made sure it made my list. I almost didn't have it. It was between that and something else. I'll let y'all be surprised by that. Some people might be pissed off at the one that I didn't put on the list for Bad Boys, but what a surprise that we're doing our favorite 90s action movies. I'm pretty sure Johnny will, or I mean, he may or may not see this trailer before we get to streaming, but if he doesn't, I'm going to be like, listen, just react to the trailer while we're streaming and let's just discuss it, because it has to be talked about, especially with the topic that we got going on tonight, man. So make sure y'all tune into that, people. But y'all already know the love and support y'all show me, I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor, another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.